Archie, Harrison, Mountbatten, Windsor. The world met the seventh in line to the British throne yesterday, though the explanation of his name still remains forthcoming. A love of 1970s U.S. culture seems clear enough to me, either of quarterback play, Archie Manning, or band-themed cartoons, Archie. On Monday, comedian and sometimes New Orleans resident Amy Schumer also gave birth to a son, announcing with the mandatory picture, "Our royal baby is born." Whether in line for a crown or not, parents understand they are visited by the most spectacular of people by giving birth. There's something royal in each of us. And how much more is a Christian? The powerful, important Ethiopian eunuch is presented in today's first reading, one that records the fastest RCIA program in history. About whom is this prophet saying this? About himself or another? Philip leads him in an introduction of Jesus, as witnessed to in the Hebrew scriptures, as found in that baptismal water. What is to prevent my being baptized? In our rebirth in Jesus, we are royalty. The church calls us each priests, prophets, and kings. It doesn't cost us a center spread in People magazine to prove it. God calls us by name again this morning, strengthens us with the bread of life, sends us out to live royally. Archie, Harrison, Mountbatten, Windsor. He's not the only one who is in the inheritance line of a king.